With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. Lewis and Clark County authorities have confirmed the arrest of the fugitive charged with killing a Great Falls man. Kristen Cates with the Great Falls Tribune tweeted that 26-year-old Brandon Conrad Meismer has been caught. Over the last 2 days, law enforcement officials have been going door-to-door searching the hillsides of North Helena. Meismer has been charged with the homicide and the death of a man in Great Falls late Sunday or early Monday. A former state senator from Billings has announced he's running for statewide office. Steve Jess has the story.
Republican Corey Stapleton served 8 years in the Montana Senate, and since leaving office, he's run unsuccessfully for governor, the U.S. House, and U.S. Senate. Now he wants to be Secretary of State.
Probably till the day I die, I will always just be someone who believes in serving my state, my country. I started when I was 17 years old, and it probably will never change.
Democratic Secretary of State Linda McCullough is nearing the end of her second term and can't run again. Stapleton says his goal is better communication with the voters, starting with explaining why 52,000 of them were purged from voter registration rolls in the last year.
But people need to know that, and they shouldn't have to dig into their government or try to Google it to find this out. It's significant enough that we have that responsibility to communicate that.
McCullough fired back at Stapleton's charge, saying she doesn't purge anybody. It's county officials who cancel voter registrations, and then only when someone's failed to vote in two federal elections, dies, or gets a felony conviction. The likely Democrat in the race, State Auditor Monica Lindeen, had no comment on Stapleton's announcement. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A school bus driver has died in a rollover crash yesterday near Whitefish. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says no students were on board when the small bus rolled over and the bus driver, Margaret Joenke of Columbia Falls, lost control and crashed. The Montana Highway Patrol says she died on scene. Despite fires and heavy smoke last month, Glacier National Park is still on pace to break last year's record of 2.3 million visitors. August visitation numbers dropped about 14% from last August, but year-to-date visitation is still strong, thanks to a record-breaking June and the second busiest July the park has ever seen. Park officials expect visitation to keep climbing as the access to the Going to the Sun Road has been extended by 2 weeks until October 4th. A Missoula man pled not guilty today to fraud and embezzlement charges involving 70 people and 9 businesses. Matthew McClintock is suspected of collecting over $24,000 by telling investors the money was for a documentary that would be narrated by Clint Eastwood. Investigators say he gave presentations soliciting funds in Missoula and at St. Patrick Hospital. Court records say he told people part of the film's proceeds would go toward the Western Montana Breast Cancer Fund, which doesn't actually exist. The owners of a bee farm are offering a $1,000 reward in an effort to recover about 5,000 pounds of honey stolen from their property in Opportunity. The Montana Standard reports the owners of Sheridan-based Clark Honey estimates 200 boxes of honey were stolen sometime between September 1st and September 2nd. Federal and state regulators have given the Stillwater Mining Company permission to start construction on an underground tunnel in the Custer National Forest near its Nye mine in Stillwater County. The U.S. Forest Service and State Department of Environmental Quality found no significant environmental impact for the project, paving the way for Stillwater to begin its construction this week. Montana lawmakers prodded federal officials today for facts and reasons explaining the closure of roads on public lands around the state. Members of the Environmental Quality Council took their first look at data detailing road access at a quarterly meeting in Helena. Information from the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service shows at least 1,000 miles of roughly 32,000 miles of federally controlled roads in Montana are closed to cars, trucks, and snowmobiles. Sponsor of the legislative study, Representative Carrie White, and other Republicans on the council contend the agencies are mismanaging public roads. But federal officials who attended the meeting say the roads are closed for routine reasons ranging from wildlife preservation to the protection of water quality. The roads study will continue through 2016. Any resulting bills would have to pass the legislature as a whole and receive the governor's signature. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler. Thanks for listening.